Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Xfinity Studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf welcoming you to our first ever Eagles 360, and we'll bring you all our Eagles coverage every day of the 2014 Eagles season. Eagles back at work, Bo, the Jacksonville Jaguars in sight.
Absolutely. Can't wait for after all of the preseason, after the training camp, we finally get to see some real Eagles football, a Jacksonville Jaguars team that won four games last year, but I think is being overlooked a little bit, an emerging defense. Interested to see Chip Kelly against Gus Bradley, the guy who maybe in an alternate universe could have been the Eagles coach.
And week one of the NFL season is always crazy. The Eagles certainly very aware of the possibilities there. Let's get you caught up with everything happening today. Out on the practice field, Chris McPherson.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Chip Kelly is ready to get year two as head coach underway against a Jacksonville Jaguars team that he said should not be taken lightly.
You know, there's some unknowns just because they've got a new running back. They've, you know, Jokel's back. You know, they got Toby Gerhart playing running back now. They've got some new receivers and they brought in through the draft. You know, they've improved on defense. They got Red Bryan over there and a couple of really good solid defensive lines. So, you know, you saw them in the preseason, but obviously the preseason is different than the regular season. But I think they're a team that's, you know, an up-and-coming team. And I think Gus has done a really good job with them, but they've bolstered themselves. They brought Zach Beatles in from Denver. You know, they did some things in free agency, I think, to help them on the offensive side of the ball. And obviously Red Bryan is a force on the defensive line. So there's a bunch of new faces over there. They're a good football team, and they've gotten better. And I really respect what Gus did. Gus done an outstanding job down there. He's got a, you know, a blueprint for what to do and has really done a really good job with it. And I think they're physical on the defensive side of the ball. And they've got some weapons offensively. So,
Nick Foles was at the helm of the most prolific offense in Eagles history in 2013. As he enters his first full year as the starter, he expects more of the same this year.
I mean, I feel good. I feel like we've improved each and every day throughout the preseason. Throughout the offseason, we have a great group of guys here. You know, all the guys that were here when we had 90-plus guys bought in and, you know, really motivated each other and really pushed each other. And, you know, the tough part about this game is you have to let several go who were a huge part of this team in the offseason and the preseason. But I'm very confident in these guys because of their work ethic and, you know, how we practice and how we prepare.
The Eagles defense was bolstered this offseason by the additions of players like safety Malcolm Jenkins. But as linebacker D'Amico Ryans explains, it will be the second year of being in the same scheme under coordinator Bill Davis that will make the biggest change on the field.
I feel like right now we're in a good position as a defense. We're able to I feel like we're able to pick right up where we left off, you know, last season because of just the capability of the things that we're able to do. Now defensively, I feel like our communication is a lot better. Guys, we just have guys who gel really well together, and I feel like that's how you want to feel going into week one.
Some notes from the practice field. The only players to not participate in the workout were guard Matt Tobin with a high ankle sprain and Josh Huff with a shoulder injury. If Huff is unable to play on Sunday, Nolan Carroll II will be the team's kickoff returner. Running back Chris Polk, who missed the entire preseason with a hamstring injury, participated fully and expects to play against the Jaguars. Now going to send it back into the studio for more of Eagles 360 with Dave and Bo.
Well, Dave, of course, on Saturday was the big day decision-wise for this Eagles team, cutting the roster to 53 players, and we'll talk a little bit about those tough choices and the things that surprised us later on.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting roster. 26.3 years of age, the average for the Eagles so far in this 2014 roster. It can always change, we know that. But the Eagles really wanted to go into the offseason and keep things the same. So when we return to Eagles 360, Bo and I are going to talk about our early thoughts on the roster, any surprises, anything that stands out as the Eagles get ready for Jacksonville and Sunday's season opener.
Sweat. It says I was here, I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time, we can't be there.
Please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. We've got an Eagles team with 53 players on the active roster, a practice squad in place, and a lot of questions about this Eagles team. Bo, what stands out to you as we have gone through so many months of building this roster and figuring it out? What jumps out at you here?
Well, I think the biggest surprises were, one, that they went with only three running backs, even though Chip Kelly explained today that they went with three running backs at the beginning of last season. The fact that Chris Polk was a little bit banged up, I think, was a surprise that they didn't carry a fourth guy, but they've got Matthew Tucker now on the practice squad in case anything does happen. I'm sure that some people were surprised to see Trey Burton make this team, the undrafted rookie, the explosive tight end out of Florida, but he impressed so much in the preseason. Chip Kelly remarked after the game, 9 targets, 9 receptions in those throughout the preseason. So he earned his way onto the team. The offensive line, they carried an extra guy, but that's because the second team offensive line was just so good throughout the preseason. The only difficult thing was, as these decisions were made, they found out that Travis Long had torn his ACL. He was lost for the team. Chip Kelly said today that he would have been on the roster, so that created an opening for somebody. But otherwise, no real big surprises. This roster looks very similar to what I think we expected it to look like.
And I like the way the Eagles targeted their needs in this offseason. They shored up the quarterback position, cutting Michael Vick, signing Mark Sanchez, Malcolm Jenkins, Nolan Carroll came in to bolster the Eagles in the secondary. And the special teams, a huge point of emphasis throughout the offseason. They get Maragos and Brayman. And late, of course, the Cody Parkey move is a shocker, the way he came in and took the job from Alex Henry. So, and of course, Darren Sproles comes in via trade from the Saints, a big addition to the Eagles' offense and the special teams. It's a veteran team, but a young one at the same time, Bo. And I think one that we sit here and say this is the best team, certainly in the NFC East.
I certainly hope so, and we'll find out. But as you've talked about, special team support, and even for those backup positions, guys like Brad Smith and Jeff Mail at wide receiver position. So I'm excited to see what this Eagles team can do, and I can't wait to see what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, when the Eagles open up things against the Jaguars, not a whole lot of surprises with that starting lineup. We expect Jordan Matthews to play a big part of it, and Bo Allen, the 7th-round draft pick, also to help along the defensive line. So those are kind of the early thoughts that we have, and obviously that will change as the season goes along. When we return to Eagles 360, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman talking about the start of the season, the Eagles with high expectations in 2014.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson Doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
me welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by General Manager Howie Roseman. The Jacksonville Jaguars just a few days away. Lincoln Financial Field will be hopping on Sunday for the season opener. What's the energy level like with you, Howie?
I was thinking rocking. You're thinking hopping.
Hopping, rocking. Same thing. It's great, though, to get to this point.
Can't wait to be in our stadium, get this going. 1 o'clock, Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's roll.
Howie, what in your history and from what you know, how much of what you see in the preseason carries over into the regular season? Is it generally a lot?
Well, I think when you look at the schemes, you're not game planning in the preseason, mm-hmm. and you're not trying to show too much. So you're just really trying to evaluate the players and try to get down to your 53. So the first week of the season is always interesting. I think if you go back and look at the first week of the season, some unique things happen in the first week that sometimes hold up, sometimes don't. And I think our team has prepared unbelievably throughout this whole offseason, and they can't wait to get started.
It seems like the Eagles took the players and the coaches and everybody took the momentum generated from the end of 2013, 7-1, win the NFC East, jumped right into the offseason. Do you feel that way, too, with the way you worked and the way it worked upstairs?
Yeah, and I think that's a hard thing to do because every season's different, especially when you add in a lot of new players. But I think the players we added in kind of jumped right in and fit right into the culture. And it's a tremendous credit to Chip and his staff of being able to bring new guys into the culture and not miss a beat. And just really excited as we move forward here about what we got going on. And still a lot of work to be done, but at the same token, it's an exciting time.
6 of 7 draft picks make the 53. We'll see how many of them play when the season comes along here. Jordan Matthews, what'd you see from him in the preseason?
A lot of the same things that you saw in his college career. You know, his ability to separate. Obviously, he's got height, he's got length, he's got speed, and continuing to develop. And obviously, not a finished product as a young player in this league. But you saw also him have some adversity and jump right off the carpet and react to it. And that's so important in this league because you're going to have down days and you're going to have some adversity. But to see how he responded to that, that was a promising thing.
One player everybody raves about, Bo Allen, 7th-round draft pick. I mean, did he show you more than he had shown it at Wisconsin? What kind of player is he?
Well, when you talk about the body, the size, the length, the strength, and then the athleticism, and when you think about it, not only our personnel staff, but Coach Az deserves a lot of credit for that and seeing that in him and understanding kind of what he had talent level wise. And great kid, and just excited to get him going too. It's hard to find big men who can run, and I feel very fortunate that he's on this football team.
One of the major moves in the offseason, trading for Darren Sproles. We saw just a little bit of him in the preseason. Are you as curious to see how the coaching staff uses him as we all are?
I'm always excited to see what Coach Kelly and his staff has in plan for guys, and you know they're going to put guys in great position. He's a guy that fit in right away, and you could see just the skill set and the fit for us. So excited to see all these guys get out there. Mm-hmm. Can't wait, Dave.
Of course. How do you look at the season? How are you just a day-by-day, let's win this day kind of person?
Well, you know, you've been in this a long time, too, and you know that things change on a weekly basis. And this season is each season is like a year in and of itself. Each week is like a year in and of itself. And things change so much from week to week and month to month that I think you got to have kind of a level-headed perception of it because where you are as we started the season last year and where we're in the middle of the way and where it ended up, and it's a marathon, not a sprint, and that's what Coach prepares these guys for. So you try not to get caught up too much in the moment, but we all know part of that, the passion that we have for this team and this game, you get caught up in it a little bit.
It's a hunted team now. I'm always interested to see how a team that was in last place in 2012, first place in 2013, everybody now vying for the Eagles, see how some of these young players respond to that challenge.
Yeah, couldn't be more excited. Couldn't be more excited for our fans to see our team. I know one thing. I think they're going to be especially proud of the players and the coaches on this team. They're easy to root for. They're easy to get behind. And we need our fans out there and loud all season long.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Jacksonville Jaguars in town. The season opener 2014. We thank Howie Roseman for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route.
Yes.
Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance?
Yes!
Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and we've got some other voices that need to be heard on the show.
That's right. You are tired of hearing from us, I'm sure, and so Chris McPherson every week will bring you Cover 2, in which he catches up with some other people who cover this Eagles team, and today he talks with Jimmy Kemsky of Philly.com and Jeff Mosher of CSN Philly. They want to know who is the breakout player for this Eagles team in 2014.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the season debut of our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we're going to kick off the season in fine style as we brought in Jeff Mosher from Comcast Sportsnet here in Philly. He's also the co-host of Eagles Extra. And Jimmy Kemsky, who's a magnificent illustrator, and sometimes he offers some thoughtful football analysis for Philly.com. So now, as we're going to look ahead to the 2014 season, one of the big questions is how will Chip Kelly adapt the Eagles' offense in year two? Will other teams be able to catch up? Jeff, from what you've seen this preseason, how do you think the Eagles' offense is going to fare?
Well, nothing from the preseason do I ever, you know, last year preseason, I remember getting really excited about the four tight end formation that we never, ever actually saw. So I don't even, you know, it's not even about the preseason to me, Chris. I just think it's about, I think Chip Kelly showed it his first year. He made adjustments from game to game to game that you don't normally see from a lot of head coaches as far as blocking schemes, formations. You go back to the Snowball game against the Lions when all of a sudden the offensive line is pretty much doing man blocking instead of zone blocking for the entire game. He's an adjuster. He is a way to. He has ways of figuring the perfect matchup out. And so I have no issues, despite all the offensive personnel changes, with thinking this team will be a very good offensive team.
Jimmy, do you still think the Eagles offense can be as explosive, or will that change a little bit here and here too?
Well, the loss of Deshaun Jackson is going to hurt in terms of explosive plays. Last year they had 99 plays of over 20 yards, which was actually a new league record since they've been tracking it since 1994. The previous record was the greatest show on turf, Rams. So they were extremely explosive. Deshaun Jackson, I believe, had 25 plays of 20-plus yards. So it's not a matter of, with this new Eagles offense, you know, one player replacing what Deshaun Jackson did. It'll be a multitude of players, and they're so deep and so talented. You have LeSean McCoy and Darren Sproles, of course, at the running back positions. Both can run, both can catch. And then you have the emergence of Zach Ertz, in addition to Brent Celek, and then of course the weapons in the wide receivers and Jerry Macklin, Riley Cooper, and of course Jordan Matthews. They have so many weapons. There's so many mouths to feed. Where I think they'll still be as explosive. I don't think you'll get that one player though that will put up the kind of numbers that Deshaun Jackson did in terms of explosive plays.
If you look at Denver last year and the New Orleans Saints for the past 5 or 6 years, did Peyton Manning put the ball in the air more than 40 yards? More than 5 or 6 times last year, and what did they do? Set a record for points scored. Drew Brees, when they won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, I don't think he threw a pass longer than 12 yards in the Super Bowl. You don't need necessarily the explosive guy. There's no Deshaun Jacksons across the league. Denver doesn't have one, and New Orleans certainly doesn't have one. It's all about the quarterback and the weapons and how you get the ball down the field, the matchup. So, I think, you, as Jimmy was saying, you can be an explosive offense without having Deshaun Jackson on your team.
All right, gentlemen, I'm actually looking to crystal ball. Who is going to be the Eagles' breakout player this year, offense or defense? Doesn't matter. Jeff?
I mean, Once we say it, people are like, ah, everybody's been saying right. Zach Ertz. Yeah. It's like such the obvious candidate to be the breakout player. He really, everything you've seen in camp makes you think that he can be a really legitimate, dangerous top five tight end in this league.
Agree completely. And then I would say on the defensive side of the ball, it's Michael Kendricks. And maybe he did kind of break out towards the end of the season last year. I mean, beginning of the season, I think he had a little bit of a rough go of it. I think he was getting beat in pass coverage quite a bit. And even his rookie season, he struggled. I think the speed of the game, he wasn't really used for his overrunning plays and things like that. And I think in his second year, as he progressed, he got a little bit more used to the speed of the game. You look at the last three or four games, he had like, these numbers may be wrong, but like three sacks, a couple interceptions, mm-hmm. a few forced fumbles, and really just started making plays. And you look at what he did in this preseason, he was all over the field. He was everywhere. So that's a guy that has a ton of athletic ability, doesn't have the best size, of course, which is he's hurt his entire life, but he's a guy that can just fly around the field and make plays. And they'll need him to do that because, again, with that two-gap scheme, you're not getting those plays out of defensive linemen because of their responsibilities. But the guys behind them, D'Amico Ryans and Michael Kendricks, they have to be the ones flying around making those plays.
And the dime really helps him. If you think about putting Nolan Carroll on the tight end now and taking Mike, who just, I mean, he's 5'10", 5'11". He's going to get beat by a tight end who's bigger. Now you can put him on either the running back, the slot receiver, or you could just let him blitz if you got everybody taken care of.
He was a pass rusher in college.
Right. Yeah, that would be his strength.
7.5 sacks, I believe, is his last year in California.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. So, gentlemen, that's going to do it for our initial Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Jimmy Kempsky and Jeff Mosher, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for more throughout the course of the 2014 season.
Well, thanks very much, Chris and Jimmy and Jeff. Make sure you tune in every week here. We've got another Cover 2 coming your way right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Eagles 360. When we return, we're going to go a little old school. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apple, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
What's real and what's not about Bud Light's Town Whatever USA? Let's clarify. Not real. Real. Probably not real.
No, I have questions.
You and a friend experiencing 3 days of full-on whateverness?
Real.
A Bud Light tourism team looking for people in bars across America? Real. Me? Feeling real. Creds? Real enough.
I went to law school?
Bud Light is creating a town this summer and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We're back here at Eagles 360. Dave and Bo here. Now it's time to take a look back at a game in Eagles history that really opened the season the right way back in the year 2000. Were you born in 2000?
I believe I was.
You were.
Yeah. If I remember correctly.
A young Bo Wolf. Well, you may not remember, although I do, and I know all of you do. The Pickle Juice game in Dallas that opened Andy Reid's second season as the head coach in our old school All-22 feature each week here on Eagles 360. And today we send it over to Dan Klecko, who looks back at a memorable game in Dallas.
It's a pitch to Montgomery, 25-30.
Fourth and 26. He is firing, and it is caught by
the ball to Giles for a touchdown.
That was pretty much locking up.
What's up, Eagles fans? I'm Dan Klecko, and I want to welcome you into the old school All-22. This season, we're going to be looking at some of the most memorable plays from the Eagles' history. This week, we're going to look at the Pickle Juice game from Dallas.
The Eagles opened the 2000 season against the Cowboys, where the game-time temperature was 109 degrees, and the heat exceeded over 150 down on the turf. You remember the story by this point. Team athletic trainer Rick Burkholder had the players drink pickle juice to stay hydrated on the sideline. David Akers started the game with a successful onside kick, and the Eagles coasted to a 41-14 victory over the Cowboys. The game also proved to be one of the most memorable performances in running back Deuce Staley's career. Staley accounted for 201 of the team's 306 total rushing yards. The exclamation point came in the early stages of the fourth quarter, a 60-yard run that crushed any hopes of a Dallas comeback.
With another big hole, he's at the 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20 at the 15-10. Deuce Staley down to the 6-yard line.
All right, so now we're going to take a look at the 60-yard run by Deuce Staley right now. Perfectly executed ISO block right here. A lot of double teams. That's what we're going to see. All right, and they're perfectly executed. Right here, Wellborn's going to come down here. Trey's going to come up here on the linebacker. Charles Johnson's going to seal the end right here. Cecil Martin is going to have the perfect ISO block on the middle linebacker. And what you're going to see is he comes off there. He's right there. They scoop up to the linebacker. Everybody's just perfectly blocked. It's one of the better blocks I've ever seen in the NFL, just because normally things don't happen this smoothly. As you can see, Deuce is off to the races. Two terrible angles by the safeties. And that run right there really dashed any hopes for the Cowboys of coming back. It started off a great season for the Eagles, 11-5, made it to the playoffs, all thanks to Deuce Staley and that perfectly executed block by Cecil Martin and that great run.
Great stuff there from Dan and Dave. 52 of the 53 players on this Eagles roster have been with the team since the spring. The only one who has not is the new guy, kicker Cody Parkey.
Yeah, and Cody Parkey, a very popular figure with the Eagles media on Tuesday. We had him in studio here, something you can watch in its entirety a little later on. But Cody Parkey has been here. He's done that. And the way he's approaching his job is to do what he's always done, just go out and make solid contact and put the ball through the uprights.
You know, my mindset every time I go out there is, you know, I can make this kick. I've made this kick 1,000 times in practice. There's no reason why I can't make it now. So, you know, I wasn't thinking, what if I miss this? I was like, make this kick. You got this. And I just stay positive throughout the whole thing. And I think that's one of the deals that helps me along the way.
All right, that is Cody Parkey. Once again, you can watch that on demand right here a little later on tonight. We return with Eagles 360 on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with everything going on for your Philadelphia Eagles. As I don't want to say that because Jeffrey hates that. 3-2. Cody Parkey's interview available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com a little later on tonight. Interesting kid, and certainly somebody who came in and delivered with a big pressure moment and a couple of kicks that won a job.
Yeah, I couldn't hit him from 50. He hit two.
Yeah, well, we don't expect you to hit him from 50. Well. Cody Parkey, terrific first game for the Eagles in a pressure moment. Now it counts on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Eagles 360 returns on Thursday. Until then, we thank you for joining us here. Make sure you tune in every day, all day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.